800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is one of my favorite guests, and I hope you are too. His name is Ralph Epperson, and Ralph, like myself, has been studying what's been going on in the world for 45 years. We both got started back in 1962, and of course, Ralph was one of the first people to begin speaking out against the Masonic influence in our own government. And the great tragedy is, of course, one of the big problems today is the fact that they've taken God and prayer out of our schools. Now, why did they do that? Well, everybody knows the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, but nobody will tell you why. And the reason is because the Masons dominated the United States Supreme Court, a majority of 5-4 to 8-1 between 1941 and 1971. Now, since then, they have intentionally limited the number of Masons on the Supreme Court. Today, I don't know of any who are Supreme Court justices who are Masons. They've done that so that you will not understand that there is a conspiracy against God, that the Masons worship a different God. There really are two gods, and that is the very essence of Masonry. And, of course, we have over 2 million people who've sworn their oath to the great architect of the universe, who is not God, but they are simply a small part of the number of people who's been swept up into the ancient mystery religions. And, of course, what we're really seeing today is the fulfillment of the plan of the ancient mystery religions, where the military might and financial might of the United States is being used to bring about a new world order and a new world religion, and the destruction of Christianity, as we're doing in Iraq today, where the former Christian element there, about 10% of the population, is being systematically either slaughtered or driven out of the country. And, of course, now the Christians who remain in Iraq under American occupation are forced to pay the special tax, which was never required under the wicked Saddam Hussein. And, of course, Christians have become second-class citizens because the United States has installed an Islamic constitution in Iraq, where everything is under Sharia law, where there is no freedom other than that which is granted by the theocracy which we've created. So understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Well, this all gets back to the subject of Masonry, the mystery religions, and what Ralph has really been a spokesman for so many years. And understanding that we are seeing today here in America 2 million Americans who've sworn an oath to this the great architect of the universe, who is the enemy of the God we worship. Good morning, Ralph.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Well, would that summarize at all what some of what you've studied, of course?
Well, I think you have summarized it, Dr. Stan. I've been researching this thing for, as you and I both have, apparently, for 45 years, but you started when you were two, Dr. Stan. I didn't. I was already a little older than you. I won't tell you how many more years I was older than you. But anyway, we both have been looking into this thing, and the more that we discover, the more we realize how serious this problem is. And I've put it in writing that this is a 6,000-year-old conspiracy. It goes all the way back to the fall of Lucifer in the year zero. This is not the year 2007. It's the year 6007. And that's how long it's been since Lucifer fell to this earth and started this ancient mystery religion of which these Masons and others are part of. So I agree with you. There's a conspiracy at work in this world, and they are, at least the most visible form is the Masonic Lodge, the Masons in this country.
And I think it's pretty so interesting. There's a new movement sweeping America. It is put over by Rhonda Burns. It's called The Secret. And, of course, it's been featured on Oprah Winfrey. It's been featured on Larry King. Certainly Jack Canfield, who wrote The Chicken Soup for the Soul books. Jim Carrey, the actor. They all tell you that this is how you can get great wealth, and you can get really whatever you want to, and it is basically just Gnosticism, a prepackaged in another form. And one of the interesting things is that the Rhonda Burns tells you in her little book, The Secret, that now whenever I write the word you, I will always use a capital Y, which deifies you because of the realization that you are God. Well, you are God? That means that's the heresy that they used back in the Garden of Eden.
That's
and
correct.
Yet millions of Americans, they're just so pleased to realize that they are God. And of course, what they don't understand is that it's exactly the same concepts that you find in Masonry. They're maybe not quite as blatant in Masonry and tell them that they're God, but they're searching for the light. They're looking for the source of power. Well, the source of power, of course, is Lucifer. You worship Lucifer, and he will give you great power and wealth, but of course, at what eternal cost? Similarly, the movement that Rhonda Burns is pushing is simply nothing but rehashed Rosicrucianism. And in fact, if you look at the film very carefully, and you have to watch it frame by frame by frame, one of my friends who's fairly suspicious did, and there on one frame is the word Rosicrucian. It is the Rosicrucian heresy sweeping America, and nobody's going to tell the American people.
This is where we are, Doc Stan. This nation is in trouble, and we can see the evidence of that, but the American people basically don't like to hear our explanation as to why it's happening, and that's the problem.
Sure.
We've got to convince them that there's something going on and that we're being directed. And we're being directed towards a thing called America's Secret Destiny. It's on the back of your dollar bill. It's the Novus Ordo Seclorum on the bottom of the left-hand side, underneath the pyramid. It says Novus Ordo Seclorum, New World Order, and it's the world order that George Bush promised us in 1990 with the beginning of the Gulf War.
Sure.
By the way, I just found this rather interesting coincidence that the day that George Bush announced the New World Order to a joint session of the House and the Senate, it might have been the State of Union address, was September the 11th, 1992. Notice the day, September the 11th. Isn't that interesting? The same day as the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center.
Yeah, was that 1992 or 1990?
Might be 1998. 1990. Thank you.
Okay, Doctor. We'll be back in just a moment with Ralph here at the American Secret Number.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
Hey, how do you like your car?
Oh, I love it. I know it's a little bigger than others, but we really feel safe in it.
Well, I hope you're planning on holding on to it for a while.
Why?
Because Congress is about to pass a law that's going to make it harder and harder to find a car like yours.
Why would they do that?
To meet new fuel economy standards, the automakers are going to be forced to build smaller and smaller cars.
Why can't they let me make the choice? I'm all for better fuel economy, but for me, safety is my top concern.
I know. I wish they were spending more time talking about alternative fuels, like ethanol, biodiesel, hydrogen, and electricity.
That's the real answer, isn't it?
I think so. We need to change the fuel we put in our cars. That's how we'll make America safer.
And the environment cleaner.
Contact your senators. Tell them to say no to extreme fuel economy mandates. Tell them fuel economy is important, but we shouldn't put safety in the back seat. Visit drivecongress.com to learn more. Paid for by the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Ralph Everson. We're talking about the fact that there is this Gnostic movement working within America today, and of course, Gnosticism is simply a continuation of the ancient mystery religions, and really everything ties into the ancient mystery religions. That's why their emblem is on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye. It is really the triangle that contains the all-seeing eye that is the emblem of the mystery religions. It goes back 5,000 years to the time of ancient Nimrod and his desire to bring about a world government with a different God. It was a challenge to God 5,000 years ago, and nothing's really changed, has it, Ralph?
No, that's correct, and that's where we are. And that's where we're going. The same desire of the ancient mystery religion is the desire of the Masons and other secret societies in this nation. That's where we're going, and it's clearly spelled out on the back of our dollar bill.
Sure.
Annu Acceptus, announcing the birth of the New World Order, at least 1782, although you could argue that it refers to the date on the bottom of the pyramid, on the base, of 1776 when we declared our independence. So this whole thing is all occult. It's all symbolic. In fact, I was just putting together a video called America's Secret Destiny. It's actually a DVD I'm working on. And in there, I've got the evidence about all of the symbols on the back of our dollar bill being Masonic. Now, you wonder, why are the Masons designing the back of our dollar bill? Why were they designing the Great Seal of the United States? And I asked you this question, I think, yesterday when we were talking, Dr. Stan. When was the last time we voted for a man because he was a Mason?
Well, I think it's so interesting that they're trying to convince the Christians. Oh, that pyramid, that's a Christian pyramid. Oh, that all-seeing eye, that's a Christian emblem. Don't you know that it's all Christian? Well, originally there was a strong Christian influence in America. But, of course, there was also the strong occult influence. But occult means hidden. And they had to hide it because in those days, people understood the spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
People understood the really demonic forces. They understood there was another dimension. And people were not to get into it. And if they got into it, they were heretics. So, I mean, these people really suppressed, concealed what they were doing. And now it's so blatant. It's even featured on Oprah Winfrey. It's featured on Larry King, we're told. This is the wave of the future, and because our ministers either don't know or afraid to speak out or actually are part and parcel of this Gnostic movement to destroy the Christian faith of our people, the average American has no idea of the significance of those emblems on the back of the dollar bill.
Yes, that's true. And in 1985, I started, was on a lecture tour of 91 cities and 31 states. And in there, I started talking about the Great Seal of the United States. I had a slide presentation. I showed slides of it, and I certainly didn't know as much as I know today about the back of the dollar bill. But at least I started the discussion with slides of the pyramid side and the eagle and the 32 and 33 feathers on the eagle, the 32 on his left wing and 33 on his right. And that's not a mistake of the artist. It's an intentional design to show us that the Masons are involved. And by the way, the bird, the American Eagle, the bird is looking towards the right, his right arm, right wing, which has the 33 feathers. And that's very symbolic, very important, I think, because the 33rd degree Masonry, of the highest degree attainable inside the Masonic Lodge, they claim to rule the entire worldwide Masonic organization. And I believe that's true. So we've got to understand, this is all occult, it's all hidden, it's all concealed. The numbers 13, 32, and 33 are all over that dollar bill, and it's all concealed. And they keep it from the American, and secondly, they keep it from their own brothers.
Perhaps you've probably looked into this. My understanding is that originally the bird on the back of the dollar bill was on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, and the bird was originally not an eagle, but the phoenix, coming back, having been burnt, destroyed in the ashes, and then through the years, they gradually changed it from a phoenix to an eagle. Is there any truth to that?
Well, yeah, you could argue that's true. They've never described it as a phoenix, but it certainly was not an eagle, and you can see that in the early drawings of the Great Seal of the United States. I live in Arizona, Dr. Stan, as you know, and our state capital is Phoenix, and Phoenix is under Phoenix, Arizona. Our state capital is underneath the 33rd degree northern latitude, just like Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, and by the way, Hope, Arkansas, where Bill Clinton was born. Bill Clinton was born underneath the 33rd degree northern latitude, and I think when he found out the significance of that degree, over his right over his head, probably in his house in his Hope, Arkansas, I think Bill Clinton felt he was destined to become president of the United States.
Well, I think people need to understand that the occult belief has always been that the United States would one day become the new Atlantis. We would actually replace the old Atlantis, of which God had destroyed at the time of the Great Flood. We would triumph over God, and America's military and financial might would lead the world to this new world order, this new world religion. And like the phoenix that was destroyed, the phoenix would rise from the ashes of ancient times, of antiquity, and once again soar to the heavens, and of course America would become the new Atlantis and would restore what was lost at the time of the Great Flood. And of course really that carries forward, because we remember when our Lord is asked, but how will you know the signs of your return? And he says, as it was in the days of Noah. And what happened in the days of Noah? Why, the flood came, and at least according to the occultists, destroyed their society, the society of ancient Atlantis. So, I mean, but people understand this, but you're certainly not going to be told this in your churches.
No, that's true. Excuse me. The flood was an act of a real consequence. It was there. It's real. I don't know if you saw that yesterday on the news. There was a fellow by the name of Ken Ham who started a museum. I think it's in Tennessee or perhaps someplace back there. I forgot now exactly where. And it's all about the evidence that the creation is true. And boy, the evolutionists are really upset that they dare to explain the other side. You might remember during the Scopes trial that the challenge was, why are you afraid of allowing us to discuss evolution in your creation science classes? But now that they are running our science classes, they don't seem to say, why are you afraid of allowing us to discuss creationism in the evolution classes, science classes? So they're really upset, and I think that's wonderful. Ken Ham said yesterday on the news that 4,000 people showed up to open up his museum, and he was very pleased with that response, and he thinks it's going to be a big influence on the thinking, at least in that region, of creation over evolution. And part of the argument is that the flood was universal. It was real. I live in Arizona where the Grand Canyon exists, an incredible thing to see. I've been there a couple of times. It's truly magnificent. And when you see it, it is evidence that the flood was universal. In fact, what caused the Grand Canyon was not that little crummy river called the Colorado, which could never, in all of the in billions of years, gouge out a canyon like the Grand Canyon. It was a flood that came down. It was probably a dam made by mud or debris or something that broke and cascaded down that that channel, and it just ate it up because it was so wide and so huge, but then it trickled down as the water ran through it and caused the Colorado River now, which is a huge, you know, caused the Grand Canyon, which is huge. So anyway, it's evolution is one of the major problems in this country because it teaches that there is no God, that you are just animals, and you should behave like animals. It's called situation ethics. You don't need morality. You decide what's right in all cases, and that's what we're doing. That's why evolution is one of the major problems in this country.
And, of course, that's the function of education, is to indoctrinate our youth to destroy their faith in God, and ultimately then in family and country, but to destroy their faith in God not to allow them ever to hear the other side, because when you hear the other side, the theory of evolution is so stupid. But I can remember when I used to believe in the theory of evolution, and I could tell you about the Cambrian layer, and I've even forgotten all the layers by this time, but at one time I knew the whole thing.
Yes.
Exactly. The lie was laid out, but the lie is there for a purpose. Because there are really only two things in the world, two possibilities. Either God created the heavens and the earth, or they evolved. And, of course, anybody who believes everything simply happened by accident, and whether it be the butterfly or the squirrel or the heavens or the perfect order in mathematics and in astronomy, this is all just as accidental. Anybody who believes that's got to have an awful lot of faith in chance. I prefer to believe that there is a master design and there is a master designer. And that's why they cannot stand the Declaration of Independence that talks about a creator who gave us certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the governments are instituted among men to preserve those rights. They don't want that message out. They want us to believe that government gives us rights.
That's right.
And we should get our rights from government and look to government, which they will control as part of this move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, under the New World Leader that is coming so rapidly. The end result of the long-range planning of the ancient mystery religions, and there's not, I dare say, one person in a thousand who even has an idea what the ancient mystery religions are, and yet they are the dominant religious force in America today.
Let me point out, Dr. Stan, as you know as well, that the Masons do not believe that the universe was created. You can read Albert Pike's own writings in which he says, to believe that the universe was created out of nothing is to believe a monstrous absurdity. Now, the Bible says in the first 10 words, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, that means a beginning means that there was a time before there was something, and then suddenly there was something. And by the way, you can prove that the universe was created by the laws of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics holds that the universe is decaying, and as it's decaying, it becomes less available for use. You can't regather up the energy that you've used or burned up, and it's decaying, and someday there'll be a heat equilibrium. Now, if the universe was here forever, as the Masons claim, the heat equilibrium would have already been attained, but it has not been attained. That means there was a beginning. But understand this, if you're a Christian or a Jew and you're inside the Masonic Lodge, your faith in the great architect demands that you renounce the creation of this universe. Albert Pike wrote, to believe that the universe was created out of nothing is to believe in a monstrous absurdity. It's absurd to believe the universe was created. Hogwash. Science proves that the universe had to have a beginning. So that's where we are.
We are basically involved in this great battle, a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. And most people don't even know that the battle's going on.
Yes.
They think it has something to do with Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Osama bin Laden or the threat of terrorism or now maybe even the threat of resurgence of communism. Not realizing these are all created threats to to take our attention away from the real threat, which, of course, is the threat to our freedom from within. It's not Osama bin Laden who's taking away our freedom. It's our own government. And through the series of laws that have been enacted over this last 5.5 years, and especially the laws were enacted earlier this month, laying the blueprint for a dictatorship, and in October of last year, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, and, of course, the Patriot Act and the Office of Homeland Security Act, and the fact they're collecting dossiers on us. Why do they need dossiers on all American citizens? Why, if we don't have them, Osama bin Laden is going to take away our freedom. We'll be right back to the problem here at the American Freedom Network.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Everson, and before we go on, Ralph, why don't you get out your telephone number, and if you have a website, get it out. Ralph has a lot of great information. We do carry his books, but he has a lot of other information we don't carry. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, you're very kind, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. I have an 800 number if people want to call me or talk to me, and I'll be happy to give that out, and people can call at my expense. It's 800-422-3888 800-422-3888. If you want to go to my website and read my materials, it's ralph-epperson.com, R-A-L-P-H, and then a dash with no spaces, just a dash, and then Epperson, E-P-P as in Peter, E-R-S-O-N Ralph-Emerson.com. Ralph-Emerson.com. I'll give you my catalog of all my materials, and you can go there and do some browsing and perhaps order something and start learning about this thing if you don't already haven't already started that. Dr. Stan, can I take the group, the discussion a little bit off to an oblique here, if you don't mind?
No, where do you want to go?
Okay, I want to talk about some economics, because I know we just went through a Memorial Day weekend where people were driving, and many people decided not to drive because the gas prices are too high. And I want to explain.
Oh, they haven't seen anything yet.
What's that?
They haven't seen anything yet.
No, I want to explain about that, Dr. Stan, because I've got some evidence as to why they're high, and they will, and that there is a cartel owning the oil supply, including Iran and Iraq. This war in Iraq is not, and I repeat, not about oil. That is a claim made by all sorts of people, but it's simply not true. America and the American oil companies, in the main, well, they're one of there's a seven sisters, and five of or four of those seven are owned by primarily American interests. We already own OPEC. We'll talk about that next. I want to describe something, if I may, Dr. Stan, a little basic economics. One seller in a marketplace controlling the prices because he's the only seller is called a monopoly. When two or more major suppliers get together and set prices, it's called a cartel. That's an economic term meaning two or more sellers controlling the marketplace charging exorbitant prices.
And because that is illegal according to our government, and yet our government promotes it.
Yes, and I'm going to show you how we do that. I want to go back to 1968 to a book written by Dr. Carol Quigley entitled Tragedy and Hope. Dr. Quigley was really important to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton admitted in 1992 that Dr. Quigley was the man who set him on his course of getting into politics. And this book called Tragedy and Hope was written in 1968, while Bill Clinton was a student at Georgetown. Dr. Quigley was a professor there. And we know that Bill Clinton had to read it because it was required reading for his courses. And so that's why Bill Clinton on national television admitted there was a conspiracy, because he was an advocate, a believer in what Dr. Carol Quigley taught him. Now let's go to that book and let's read what Bill Clinton learned about who owns America's, the fact not only America's, but who owns the oil of the world. And let's read on page 1058, quote, "This world oil cartel, meaning two or more sellers controlling the prices, had developed from a tripartite agreement signed on September the 17th, 1928, by Royal Dutch Shell, that's Shell Oil, Anglo-Iranian Oil." Now notice that's Anglo meaning English, owning Iran's oil, and Standard Oil. Those are the three major oil companies back in 1928. These agreed to manage oil prices on the world market by charging an agreed fixed price and to store surplus oil, which might weaken the fixed price level. By 1949, this cartel had as members the seven greatest oil companies of the world: Anglo-Iranian, Royal Dutch Shell, Esso, which is Standard Oil of England, Calso, California Standard Oil, Saucony Vacuum, which is a Standard Oil company, Gulf, and Texaco. Excluding the United States domestic market, the Soviet Union, and Mexico, it controlled 92% of the world's reserves of oil. Now, I want to now bring that up to date and explain a little bit about profits. Let's just say, Dr. Stan, that you buy something for a dollar and sell it for a dollar 20. You've made a 20-cent profit or a 20% profit. Now, if you buy something for a dollar and sell it for $7, you've made a $6 profit or a 600% profit. Now, let's keep that in mind. We think that 18% is exorbitant on our credit cards, and we pay that for our interest charges on what we borrow and charge. I want to talk about a 600% profit. Dr. Quigley's pointed out they control the oil prices to charge an agreed fixed price to make exorbitant profits. Now I want to read from a book entitled The West in Crisis, written in 1959 by James P. Warburg. James Warburg was the son of Paul Warburg, nephew of Felix Warburg, and of Jacob Schiff, both of Kuhn Loeb and Company, which financed the Russian Revolution through James's brother Max, banker to the government of Germany. This guy was a major player. He was connected to the Warburg banking family of international bankers. He wrote a book called The Weston Crisis in 1959. And the article, the backside cover, says that he was an advisor to President Franklin Roosevelt during the early days of the New Deal. So this man was a player. Here's what he wrote on page 53 of The Weston Crisis. Quote, eight giant oil companies. Now, here he added one more beyond the seven, because it's traditionally called the Seven Sisters. So he's saying there's eight sisters. Five of them, American, control the non-communist world's supply of oil, maintaining administered prices which yield exorbitant profits. Now, I'm going to show you how exorbitant, because he tells us. They charge the oil companies extract oil from the Middle East, that's Iran and Iraq, and others, which contains 90% of the known reserves of the non-communist world, at a cost of 30 cents a barrel, and sell it at a price of $2.16 per barrel. So they buy it for 30 cents and sell it for $2.16, which is a profit of $1.86 on a 30-cent investment. That's called about a 600-and-some-percent profit. Now, that was back in 1959. Now, here's a little exercise. When I wrote The Unseen Hand in 1985, I took that 30-cent purchase price for their oil and raised it 5% a year, presuming 5% inflation. Well, I have no idea what it was, but just thinking 30 cents plus inflation will get us up to about whatever it was. I don't have the figures in front of me, but I found out in 1985 that the profit made by the oil companies at the barrel price of $30 a barrel, which it was in 1985, was an 700 or 800% profit. Now, we believe that when they make 18% on our credit card, that's exorbitant. No, 600 to 800% profit is exorbitant.
Well, somebody's got to pay for the New World Order, the world religion, the world leader. We'll be back in just a moment with Ralph.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Well, I understand back here at the American Student Network, our guest this morning, Ralph Emerson, talking about the Mayed Oil Company. What does this have to do with masonry? And I might ask, Ralph, does this have anything to do with masonry or the ancient mystery religions or the spiritual battle that's going on today?
Yes, it does indeed. Let me point out to you that the Illuminati, which was formed in 1776, was out to destroy Christianity. Karl Marx, the father of communism, later joined the Illuminati under other names after it was exposed in 1789 or 98 or something like that. So he was out to destroy Christianity. Karl Marx became a Satanist, a Luciferian, when he was at college. The Illuminati surfaced in the Council on Foreign Relations under another name. Bill Clinton became a president of the United States because he learned from Dr. Carol Quigley that if he was going to become president, he had to go on a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford, England, and that's exactly where Bill Clinton went after graduation from Dr. Quigley. And then he came back to the United States and joined the Council on Foreign Relations and became president. In fact, he pointed out that in Dr. Quigley's book that one of the major players in the Oxford Rhodes Scholarship was the founder of the Rhodes Scholarship, Cecil Rhodes. And Cecil Rhodes was a Mason, and Cecil Rhodes went down to a Union of South Africa or something like that, and he became so powerful down there by owning the gold and the diamond mines and other interests that they named the nation after Cecil Rhodes. Rhodesia, which is now the South Africa, was named after Cecil Rhodes, who was a Mason. And so Bill Clinton, when he was in high school, joined the DeMolay. The Masons are very proud of that. They put it in writing. He never apparently joined the Masons, but you, Dr. Stan, have discovered that when Bill Clinton was being impeached, all of the Masons who were in the Senate of the United States voted not to remove him from office.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, what an interesting coincidence.
And isn't it interesting that none of the newspapers mentioned that, and none of the congressmen mentioned that fact, and the senators who were not Masons?
Well, let me finish with Mr. Warburg's book. One more paragraph, if you don't mind.
Oh, go right ahead.
He goes on to say, from 1933 to 1955, the largest of the American companies operating in the Middle East, well, where's the Middle East? That's Arabia and the neighboring countries. The largest American company operating in the Middle East, the Arabian American Oil Company, paid no income tax whatever to the American government. In 1956, it paid $282,000 on profits estimated at $200 million after paying a like amount to the King of Saudi Arabia. In other words, Americans have owned those oil nations going back to the 1930s and 50s, etc., way, way back. Now, OPEC was formed, I think, in 1949. There are exactly 13 nations inside OPEC, and two of them are Iran and Iraq. Now, notice there are 13 members inside the OPEC organization, and 13 is the number of the Masons. Isn't that an interesting coincidence? Iran and Iraq are members of OPEC. Now, if you set up a cartel of Seven Sisters prior to 1949, and suddenly OPEC is formed, and you, before OPEC, already owned Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia, owned their oil wells, why would you allow the OPEC nations to suddenly take it over 100%? I don't think you would. And I think that the Seven Sisters created OPEC. Now, why? So we can, whenever the prices go up, we can blame OPEC. But notice this. The American oil companies always seem to follow along with the prices charged by OPEC. Isn't that interesting? We don't, maybe you know exactly, Dr. Stan, how much oil do we get from the OPEC nations? It's certainly not 100%.
Well, we get most of our oil comes from both Mexico and Canada.
Yes.
And then, of course, we get lesser amounts from Venezuela and Nicaragua. Probably less than 10% or 5% of our oil comes from Saudi Arabia.
Whenever OPEC raises the prices, everyone else follows along. Isn't that interesting?
And, of course, last fall, Exxon made more money. I think it was $10 billion. More money than any other company has ever made in one single quarter. $10 billion profit. And, of course, we're told, it all has to do with supply and demand. Nobody's fixing the prices. It's just by accident that they earned more money in one quarter than any other corporation in all the history of mankind.
Yeah. Now, I believe you've had Lindsay Williams on your program as a
yes.
guest several times. Lindsay Williams tells a very interesting story that when he was up in the 70s, up in Alaska, he got involved with ARCO, not as an employee, but as a minister. He was ministering to the people working on the pipeline. And ARCO gave him what he calls executive status. And he was advised or counseled by ARCO to go wherever he wanted to go. And he got a phone call from the vice president, as Lindsay tells us, to go up to the North Shore where ARCO had discovered the world's largest oil reserve. It had more oil than Saudi Arabia, which apparently has got most of the oil in the Middle East. It was larger than that, and he was told, after he saw that they discovered the oil, the vice president said, "We are now energy independent," meaning we are no longer dependent upon OPEC or anyone else. We can develop our own oil wells and supply America for 200 or 300 years. Now, shortly thereafter, the same vice president called Lindsay Williams and said, "Come back up or we got to talk." And he was told that the government of the United States had told ARCO to cap that oil well. Now, it's interesting that ARCO was not a member of the Seven Sisters. And ARCO, according to Lindsay Williams, borrowed the money from the bankers to build the Alaska pipeline because they kept raising the costs on them. It cost them 8 or 10 times or even more, wherever it was, to build the pipeline.
Well, okay, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, Ralph. Bye-bye.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
Well, Dr. Stanback here. If you'd like to really understand oil, we have a wonderful four-tape set. This four-tape or four-CD set on oil, and you can order it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We've got a couple of letters up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com on oil. If you order the four-tape or four-CD set, well, we'll be glad to get you copies of those newsletters or pull them down. They're up there at RadioLiberty.com. They're free. And please copy them and disseminate them. The oil shortage is a scam. I personally talked to one of the men who worked on the pipeline with Lindsey Williams, and now when I talked to him, he was still an executive at that time for British Petroleum that bought out ARCO. I think he's simply retired, but the story is true. It's all a scam. There is no shortage of oil. There is no peak oil. But we can't let the American people know that, because you'd object to paying $4 a gallon for gasoline, $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon, $10 a gallon. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's only a matter of time. Now, to put things into the proper perspective, let me suggest my book or DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, an excellent place to begin to understand what's really going on. And then to understand how it fits together, our DVD, it's available on DVD or VHS, it's called Forbidden Secret. It's a story of the mystery religions and how, down through the centuries, people have tapped into this hidden knowledge and have gotten great power and wealth. Alexander the Great, and we quote from a book written during the first century by Plutarch about Alexander and the mystery religions, and how Alexander, with 35,000 Macedonian soldiers, was able to take on the mightiest armies in the world with hundreds of thousands, perhaps even as many as a million men. How could an army of 35,000 take an army of hundreds of thousands and win? Why, they didn't do it on their own. They had supernatural power. Well, understand that this is not imaginary. It is very real, and it's certainly you want to avoid, because our objective, our function as mere mortals, is to love God and keep His commandments, to fear God and keep His commandments, to obey God and keep His commandments, and leave these other things to other people. But if the American people were doing what I've suggested, we would not be in the mess we are today, facing World War III and the destruction of our society. So that DVD, Forbidden Secret, let me recommend it to you very strongly. I think it's vitally important you understand. If you want to understand the movement that's sweeping America today, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, we have a four-tape or four-CD set called The Secret, Behind the Secret, interviews with people who've looked into it, and the Gnostic basis for this new movement, which is being adopted all across America, encouraged by Oprah Winfrey. And how could it be bad if it's encouraged by Oprah? After all, isn't she very spiritual? Yes, she really is. But the secret behind the secret. We have so much material. You need to get it. You need to get the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and, well, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. America is.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Besides thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of...